If a diamond and a pencil lead are both carbon, what's the difference? I mean, there's a huge difference between a diamond and a pencil lead, but they're both the same element.
Pencil lead's cheaper.
Pencil lead is a lot cheaper.
Works
you can also
better for
write
writing.
With it. It works better for writing.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, because, of course, it's not really lead, right? It's this graphite mineral. Same composition, basically almost 100% carbon. It's just how the atoms are arranged. So if you arrange it in the way of that a diamond has, it's the hardest mineral known. And if it's like graphite, it's so soft you can rub it on paper and it comes off.
Right. So one of the softer ones, yeah, for sure.
It makes sense that the graphite comes off on paper, because if you could see it on the atomic scale and just see all these little carbon atoms stacked in there, they're arranged in these sheets, like sheets of paper,
mm-hmm,
all linked together in these flat planes. And
not
so
a very stable structure.
Right. It's not very – if you could think of like what mica looks like, these little sheets, it's like microscopic
mica
sheets.
And you can just rub that off.
You could just rub them off and they'll come off like little flakes. So that's why that works. With a diamond, it's like a double pyramid. So you attach the two bases together so you have a point going up and down like that. And it's actually kind of unstable. It has to form at very high temperature, about 1,000 degrees centigrade. And
lots of pressure.
Lots,
right?
And lots of pressure, which you'd only get about 100 to 150 miles down under the Earth's crust.
So that's right where things are pretty hot.
Yeah.
Kind of, are they liquid?
Sort of. It's kind of where the hard crust of the Earth meets what's under there, and that's semi-liquid, like putty, elasticy, mm-hmm, stuff called the mantle or magma, basically. So it's sort of flowing slowly and circulating
sludgy
down there.
Sludgy stuff.
So diamonds form way, way down there, basically under the continents, on the undersides of the continents, which would be kind of neat if you could travel down there somehow without melting or,
mm-hmm,
drilling
burning
a
up.
Hole that turns into a volcano or something, and there'd be diamonds all over the place down there.
So how do we get to see them?
Well, it's actually really an unusual situation that lets you get samples from that kind of a depth. They're actually blown up by volcanic-type explosions. It's not really volcanism. It's basically this stuff from the mantle is sort of seeping up through little cracks under pressure, and it plucks these diamonds as it goes.
Hmm.
So actually, the diamonds are much older than the stuff that they come up with.
Let me try to visualize this. It's not really like a volcano, which is just like blowing up
right
under the surface. It's something rising, moving
really slowly, or you know, like a couple miles an hour coming,
uh-huh,
up, working its way up. And it's got a lot of carbon dioxide in it. There's a lot of that down there in the mantle too. It's a natural substance. So it's carbonated lava,
mm-hmm,
basically the stuff's coming in. So as it comes up towards the surface, there's less pressure and it starts to expand. The gases start to expand. And then when it's really close to the surface, like maybe a mile or something from the surface, it can also hit groundwater and that'll burst into steam. So typically the way you get these diamond deposits is this stuff is coming up with diamonds in it.
Mm-hmm.
And before they can burn up, which you can burn them at 900 degrees centigrade,
oh,
or turn into graphite because the pressure changed, they're blown skyward by a steam explosion or,
mm-hmm,
a gas explosion, and it blasts this sort of carrot-shaped tube, I guess you could say, up into the air. But it's not a whole lot of lava or anything. It's just broken up rocks and debris and
it's
stuff.
Already solid, sort of.
Yeah.
Huh.
So when you collect the diamonds out of that, they're embedded in other rocks. You got to remove them from those somehow. And these are rocks. It's a jumble of rocks from very, very deep.
Huh. And they happen to survive because it's not too fast and not too slow.
Yeah, you got to blow them out there before they change, so they sort of freeze in place. Because,
uh-huh,
if you're a rock, you're, you know, at our temperatures, it's freezing.
Yeah.
So it solidifies. I mean, you can actually see some kinds of diamonds have rounded edges instead of the little pointed stuff, and that's because they were coming up at a slower rate, and there was time for the edges to dissolve away in the surrounding,
uh-huh,
magma before they froze.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.